Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You want to tell everybody what day it is?
Today's Thursday? What?
Today's Thursday?
Yep. Today is...
You are 2 days late!
Have you read my shirt?
You're wearing a shirt that says, sorry, I'm late, I was lifting. You were lifting for 2 days! Where were you?
I was lifting.
And you got new sunglasses.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I'm going to come in with new sunglasses every day now.
That's every day?
Well, not every day, but every time we do a podcast, I'm getting a new pair.
I give it 10 episodes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was threatening.
And if you don't, then you have to buy me a pair of sunglasses.
Deal.
Fuck yeah.
New pair every fucking time.
These are the best bets because I don't have to put anything on the line.
Yeah, I'm always like, well, what about if you don't do it? Like,
not how it works,
but yeah, anyway, sorry guys, I'm really fucking late. I was not actually lifting. I haven't lifted in 3 days. I was sick. I got fucking sick after the Zillow party. I don't know. It's just whenever I drink, my immune system shuts down. I don't know. What do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, my throat got a little sore too after that.
Well, that's for a different reason.
Blowjobs.
Yep.
This is an exciting time. You just launched the new flavor with Cremota.
Yeah, baby.
What happened?
It was crazy. It was insane. We launched at 9 a.m.
Yes, and I'm 2 days ago.
Yeah, and I'm sitting at my office, and I'm looking at my phone, and Alex is like, yo, we just sold out of the shirts at 9:02 a.m. And I'm looking at him like, no, it's a glitch. Call Sean, my partner. I call Sean and tell him to check into it. And he's like, no, Ale, I'm pretty sure we sold out. And I'm like, there's no fucking way in 120 seconds we sold out of all of the shirts.
Wow.
And honestly, it was probably earlier than that. It was probably like that minute they all sold out.
Sheesh.
Fucking insane.
How's the protein sales?
Great. We're almost 100% through.
Oh my God.
We sold out of the pre-workout. We're almost all the way through the protein. So I think tomorrow is going to be the last day, and then we're not going to have any more. But we're looking to get more stock in the next few weeks.
As a fellow owner of Zila,
yep.
Congrats to you.
Congrats, man. Yeah.
To me as well.
Yeah, to you, of course.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Am I actually an owner?
Yes. You think I've been telling you that you're an owner and you're not actually an owner?
Well, I spoke with the other owners, and they weren't aware that I actually do own a percentage of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which ones?
Alex?
Yeah, he was not aware.
But Sean was super pumped that I'm an owner.
Yeah.
Hell
he's
yeah.
He's cool with it. He knows.
How much is... Never mind. What?
How much is what?
How much does Alex have?
Don't worry about it.
More than me?
Yeah.
You're like, no, yes. I have 0.25%.
Yeah, he's got a little more than you. He's only got 1%.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
What's the big plan? When are we selling this bad boy?
I mean, listen, bro, it's been 4 months.
When are we cashing out?
Give me a minute, okay? I'm trying here.
Okay, okay.
You gotta give me like, you gotta give me at least two years, like 2-3 years. Let me get this bitch off the ground.
Hypothetically, because I'm still learning this. Let's say this really big company comes in, they want to buy Zila. Mm-hmm. Say they buy it for math's sakes, $100 million.
Okay.
You sell it.
Okay.
Where does that $100 million go? To the owners of the company?
Yeah.
So I'd get 0.25% of $100 million?
Yeah.
So that money doesn't go toward the company. It just goes to whoever created it, whoever owns the...
Yeah, whoever has equity. I mean, it doesn't have to be who created it. It's just whoever has equity.
Because they're ultimately buying the rights of the company?
Yeah, they're they're buying the shares.
Right, because then once they take over the company, then they can do whatever they want with it.
Exactly.
Keep it running. Maybe they expand it, however.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that's the plan, right? Like, I don't know at what point we will, because it all depends on where I'm going to be at with my life.
Nike wants to buy Zila for $1 billion.
Nah. I'm just in bed sleeping.
No. I want to come out with orange lemonade pre-workout. We're doing it, and then we'll think about it.
A billion would be really nice. A billion would be like, okay.
Would you take us somewhere?
To the casino.
Bet at all.
No, what do you mean, would I take us somewhere?
Like, would we go on a nice vacation to celebrate?
Of course.
Fuck yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah, we would. I'd buy everyone like really nice cars. Yeah. I mean, you get money too, so you gotta buy me a present.
I'll buy sunglasses.
All right, great. I have so much heat. I forgot about all of it.
So you don't have anything written down?
No, I actually have a lot.
Let's shift it up.
Okay.
My dog had a seizure.
Yeah, I heard, man. Is he okay?
He still has liquid in his lungs. It really sucks.
Yeah.
I haven't had a day. You want to know something crazy?
Huh.
Left side of my face, I started growing so many more gray beard hairs.
Because you started picking them out?
No, because I was crying so bad. It was so stressful.
You were crying that much?
Yeah, dude. What am I going to do? He's my buddy.
I know.
It was first thing in the morning. He started seizing, and my girlfriend was like, Joe, come here. I ran upstairs, picked him up, went to the hospital, and he was there for 2 days in an oxygen chamber. And that thing cost so much money to have him on.
I'm sure he's fine now, though, right? Like,
no, he's still...
Good now? No, I know, but like, in overall, he's fine.
He's a lot better now, but right. We don't know what the future holds.
Right, right.
And that's like, that's the scary part.
Damn. Well, at least you have the other dog. What's her name?
Yeah, but it's Lexi? Not really about Coco. It's not really about replacing someone when they die.
Hypothetically speaking, if I was to die.
Well, this podcast would have to keep going.
That's what I'm saying.
With all due respect.
With all due respect. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Like, if JoJo's out, right?
Right.
Out of commission, you're not going to just stop.
No, I'll definitely
Lexi
mourn.
Lexi needs a partner.
Coco. The dog's name is Coco.
Yeah.
Not Lexi.
Yeah.
Okay.
She needs a partner.
A friend.
Whatever you want to call it.
Someone to podcast with, if you will.
Sure.
Okay.
So we're on the same page.
Yes. Are you saying that?
I'm saying I'm leaving lightweights.
No! I don't like that,
I'm just kidding.
I thought this was going to be it, too. I thought you were done. I got us this new curtain.
I see. It's actually really nice.
Yeah, guys. That's insane now.
Yeah, it looks really nice. Did you, like, clean this up and everything?
Yeah.
You trying to impress me?
What's going on? Yeah, I am. I'm trying to big dick you. You know, you got Dobricks, you got Zila, and lightweights. Don't forget about it. Don't forget about lightweights, man. Give us your all.
It's there. Don't worry.
I'm stepping it up. I'm giving lightweights 125%. How much have I been texting you about us?
A lot.
Yeah. Do you like it or no?
I do like it. It actually shows that you're passionate about it.
I am. I really
am. Yeah.
I'm trying to grow it. We went viral on Instagram the other day. We're at like 3.5 million views on a reel.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It grew us, if anyone cares, it grew us like 2,000 followers. That's how much a viral video did for us.
Yeah. That's fucking nothing.
It really is in the grand scheme of things. We've been posting reels for the past year.
Yeah.
And now we're at 21,000 followers on Instagram. Go follow us. That's where we do our giveaways. To win money.
But that's what happens though, right? Like, I feel like we talked about this before, but the whole like universe owes it to you type of thing. Like, if you just keep doing something over and over again, eventually you'll either get really fucking good at it and people will love it, or people will just start liking you for who you are, even if you're not that good at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think there's just so much other stuff out there now that it is hard to break through.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised it took us that long for one reel to go crazy viral like that.
Yeah, I mean, we've had some other viral stuff too.
Not on Instagram.
Well, we haven't really posted that many reels on Instagram.
Yeah, we have.
I have this business talk. It doesn't matter. Did you know that Domino's pulled?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now. Save big
money at Menards. All of their restaurants from Italy.
Why?
Like, as of recently.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, I swear to God, look it up.
Why?
They said diners would prefer to eat local pizza.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Can you imagine that?
That's it makes sense, though.
It makes total sense.
I was at Turks and Caicos, and they only had, like, one chain there, and it ended up shutting down because the locals didn't want to support a chain on the island. They wanted to just keep it mom and pop running. I could see that. Why would people want to go to Italy and have pizza from Domino's?
No, I totally agree. I just thought that was so bizarre. Not bizarre, but so, like, whoa.
How are they going to compete, though, with, like, Mario's Pizza?
I mean, but it's just, like, Giuseppe's Domino's pizza. Isn't, like, pizza. Domino's
or
is, like,
Hombro's Pizza.
Domino's is, like,
or Daddy's Pizza, you know?
Yeah, I know. I get it. Any more examples?
Luigi's Pizza.
Okay, great.
Mario's Pizza. I'm fucking fired up, man. I've been holding this load in for 3 days. I haven't jerked off in 3 days waiting to talk to you. Ooh, I'm jerking off right now. Jerking off right now, looking at you.
Yeah, I hope one of my business partners sees this.
Shout out, Sean.
Yeah, no, I just find it so crazy that a chain. Okay, I was going to say, Domino's isn't pizza.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, technically it is, but it's not like actual pizza. It's like fast food. Like
it's Americanized,
processed
though.
Fucking ingredient. Like, it's just bad.
It's like a UK American diner trying to make it over here. Like, we have the American diners. They're not going to be able to compete.
I don't get that reference, but that's I'm cool. I get it. Like, I don't get it, but I just want to move past it.
Totally. What's the next subject? I had a really good intro. Can I just say it now?
I'm scared.
Welcome to Lightweights. I am Joe. That's Ilya. And on the docket for today, we're going to be covering the latest in topics of sex, incest, and bestiality. Ilya said he wanted to take lead on this. I personally don't support bestiality, so I'm going to stay silent for the next few minutes. You had a presentation you want to talk about on why you support it?
Yeah, so I mean, like, at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, right, a person likes what a person likes.
A heartbeat's
right?
A heartbeat. Like, that's what you were saying upstairs.
Right. And if you were to throw on a bunny costume and all of a sudden I get turned on, whose fault is that? Is it my fault that I'm all of a sudden into it? Like, at the end of the day, it's not me that's the problem. It's society. Do you know what I mean?
Because Easter makes these cute little bunny rabbits.
And, you know, I might get a little aroused here and there on Easter. I just have to stay home that day. That's all it is.
That's a good TikTok clip. Let's go. Hey, we got a lot of complaints on the last pod because you were eating the McMuffin in the mic. And then the previous one you
That's
were...
That's what we're about here, though. You know what I mean?
No one wants...
No one else does that shit.
Stop touching
but
the mic.
What do you do?
Stop touching the mic. 200 episodes in, guys. He's still learning. You want to hear what this crazy motherfucker said to me the other day? I didn't want to do video podcasts. I didn't want to do it. He convinced me. He says the other day, maybe we should stop. What? I love the handheld mics. Ilya didn't like the handheld mics, so we got these stupid things.
I know, but I feel like I act up more when I'm on video because I'm looking at myself, and I entertain myself by acting stupid. So if that video wasn't there, I probably would not have done half the shit that I did. You know what I mean?
I don't get it. So you want a handheld mic, or are you happy with this?
Oh, I don't care.
As long as you put your mouth on it.
Yeah. Okay. Take a guess. Clip this TikTok. Take a guess.
Yeah.
Which animal? Okay, the ones that I say clip it, we should probably clip. Just to see how it looks.
Yeah, the whole audience hears it too. I don't edit these out anymore.
Okay. Okay, which animal do you think has the biggest bite force?
I know this one. The hyena.
No.
Yes.
No.
Crocodile.
Nope.
Alligator.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Pistol shrimp.
Squirrel.
Shut the fuck up.
Swear to God.
No, it doesn't.
More than the lion.
No, it doesn't.
More than the alligator.
No, it doesn't.
More than the hippopotamus. Look it up.
I am. I'm going to fact check your stupid fact.
Okay.
What animal has the biggest bite force? Saltwater crocodile.
Nope.
3,700 PSI.
That's not enough.
What are you talking about? What does it say the squirrel is?
7,000 PSI.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Look it up. That's wrong.
They eat nuts.
No. Comparatively speaking to their size, the squirrel has the biggest bite force.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it...
Everything says the saltwater crocodile, and then it goes great white shark.
Gray squirrels have a bite force of around 7,000 pounds per square inch.
Where are you getting these facts?
The website's too long to read. Oh. Their study shows that the squirrel's bite force to measure up to... I can't read. Their studies that say a squirrel's bite force can measure up to 22,000 pounds per square inch for adults.
Absolutely not. This one's up in the air for debate.
No, it's not.
I really don't believe you. People have pet squirrels. You would hear that people are losing fingers from that.
No, bro. I understand that, but their bite force is the most, comparatively speaking, to their body weight, their body size.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, I'm finding it. Someone's wrong, and it's not me.
100%. I'm looking at 100 different websites. They're all saying sharks and crocodiles.
Okay, but why is it saying that? Okay, let's start with this. It's saying that the alligator has a bite force of what?
3,000 PSI.
Okay, so the squirrel's bite force is 7,000 PSI. Explain it.
How come no one has... I'm not a botanologist. I made it up. I'm not an entomologist.
Okay.
I can't explain it.
Okay, well, just leave it as it is.
Okay, fine. We'll just be putting out fake facts.
It's not fake. You can look it up. A squirrel has a bigger bite force than a fucking alligator.
Okay, I agree.
It does.
You're right.
Okay.
Great.
I know I'm right.
I know you are too.
All right.
And if you're wrong...
Clip it!
Have you ever watched anything on Woodstock 99?
Do you know which animal has the biggest bite force?
I fucking hate you.
I just go delusional. I forget that I asked the question.
It's the saltwater crocodile. You just switch it up.
Do I what?
Have you ever watched anything on Woodstock 99?
No, but there's a Netflix thing about it out right now. I didn't know there was two Woodstocks.
There might have been four. But
that's,
I think,
crazy.
Two are the more notorious ones. The one in the 69, which was like the peace and love one.
Yeah.
And then the one in 99 where they tried to recreate the peace and love, but they booked like Metallica, Insane Clown Posse, Korn.
Is that the one that they always talk about?
Yeah, Limp Bizkit and Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, man.
So, like, the draw that they're getting from that is not peace and love. They're getting, like... Anyways, that documentary on Netflix is really good. You should watch it.
Wow.
And they have interviews with everybody.
Oh, I love that. I will. I will totally watch it.
But at the end of it, they kind of, like, burned it down. And they tore down the sound speakers and everything. And there were fires everywhere. And what happened was they were trying to cut corners by saving money for the festival. Mm-hmm. So they sold the rights to the food and drink distribution. So when everybody went, they were being price gouged. So people are there, they're pissed. They're paying like $11 for water back in the day.
Wow.
So at the end of the festival, now everyone's just pissed off. So they just tore it down.
It's like the Fyre Festival.
Kind of, but no, it's not. It's very different.
Right. Have you ever had sleep paralysis?
Never. Have you ever had a wet dream?
Yeah.
I have
multiple times.
What's sleep paralysis, though?
Sleep paralysis is when you open your eyes and you're awake, but you can't move your body.
Yes. That's never happened to me.
Okay.
But I know what it is.
Because it's happened to me.
Recently?
And I saw a TikTok about it, and it reminded me of when it happened to me. And when it happened to me, bro, oh, my God, I just got the chills because this is so scary. You wake up. And you can't move, okay? But you're awake, and you're like, what the fuck is going on? And the only thing that I remember is these dark figures around my room, like standing there looking at me. Swear to God, dead ass fucking serious. I'm like tearing up. And all of a sudden you snap out of it and you're like, and then you wake up and then like the dark figures disappear. It's fucking crazy.
And you can't move.
Can't move.
What time this happens in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
Did you think you were going to die?
I don't know what I thought. I mean, in the moment, because you're not awake, you think that there's actually somebody in the room. Because your mind is telling you, like, your mind is showing you this shit, right? But it's not awake. You can't come to, like, a conscious fucking agreement with yourself that this isn't reality.
Did you look up to why that happens?
No. I'm not gonna do that. I'm just gonna ponder about it for the rest of my life.
It's probably gonna happen again to you. It's like gonna happen a lot. You might even have a wet dream and then it's gonna happen. And then you're just sitting there in your own, you know.
You just have a mixed fucking batch of emotions. I'm like really horny, but I'm really scared. I try to fuck the ghost.
The ghost gets sleep paralysis.
I'm trying to scare this guy and he tried fucking me. They talk about it on their podcast. Fucking hell. Alex at night talks to himself in his sleep.
That's terrifying. And don't you sleep with him?
Yeah, I sleep next to him in the theater room, and he will literally have a full-blown conversation with himself. I'm not exaggerating. This is how the conversation will go. Should I go straight or right? And I respond, straight. I'm not joking.
Are you? Does this wake you up?
Yeah, he talks so loud, it'll wake me up.
Uh-huh.
And then he'll have shit like where he's talking to himself, and he's on the phone. He's shown me these voice recordings before. And he'll be like, okay. All right, thanks so much. Thanks for your help. Thanks again. Bye.
Oh, my God.
A full-blown fucking conversation with himself at night, in the middle of the night.
It sounds like he works too hard.
Every night.
He's doing too many returns.
Yeah, he'll have, like, conversations with himself that he had that day. I'll show you the recordings later. They're hilarious. I told him to make a TikTok account and just react to them every day.
Have you ever known anyone who sleepwalks?
David actually used to sleepwalk.
Really?
Yeah. One time, David, I wasn't there, but Alex told me David was at a sleepover with him, and David fucking walked over to the neighbor's house and knocked on their door trying to get in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Really scary, because, like, how do you control that? How do you get out of that stage by yourself? You can walk onto the fucking highway, you know, get in a car and drive. That's insane.
I wonder if you would be charged if you committed a murder. And you were...
Dude, don't even fucking bring that up. Because I've thought about that. Like, imagine me just, for whatever reason, grabbing a knife and... I don't even want to think about it. That's so scary. That's so scary. And it's so possible. You know what I mean?
They're going to play this clip in court when you do it. He knew it was coming. He wasn't asleep.
Do you remember the...
You want to make $100 right now?
Sure.
Name the four presidents on Mount Rushmore.
Theodore Roosevelt.
One.
George Washington.
Two.
Thomas Jefferson.
Three.
Fucker. I got this.
This is good.
I got it.
No, you don't.
No, I do.
No, you don't. This is a game changer one.
John Quincy Adams.
What?
Is that right?
No!
Who is it?
Abe Lincoln.
Did I get all of them wrong?
You got three right.
He's just, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Abe Lincoln, that's such an easy one.
Yeah, he's the best.
Fuck.
He's the easiest one to get.
So did I win $75?
Nope.
Damn.
You actually owe me money.
I do?
Yep.
For what?
Everything.
Do you remember the iTouch? I was having a conversation about this.
The iTouch? The iPod Touch?
Yeah, the iTouch.
What's that?
It's like the iPod Touch. I think it was called the iTouch.
No.
Whatever. Do you remember that? Fucking
sounds
thing?
Like a felony you'd have.
It's crazy. They used to have a fucking device for music separate from your phone.
Oh, the shuffle,
bro. The fucking iPod thing. It was this, but for music only.
Oh, an iPod
Touch.
No, there was no touch. It was just an iPod.
Are you on crack?
Are you high?
Look, iPod Touch.
It's a regular iPhone, but it's just for music.
Why are we on such different wavelengths about this? I'm so confused.
I don't understand what you're trying to say.
I just think it was crazy that at one point you had a whole ass iPhone looking device separate from your actual iPhone.
Right.
You don't think that's fucking insane?
No, because as time carries on, that's when technology improves. So they had to start somewhere. And
right, right. Yeah, I understand that.
I think we just think differently. Like I think logically, and you think.
I think, like, I just think it's
different.
Okay. Wow, that's the last time I bring something like that up.
No. Keep going. Do you remember the iPod Touch?
No, fuck you. How do you not think that's fucking so crazily bizarre?
Because it makes sense.
It makes sense to have a fucking device, a whole ass other device with just music. Do you round me up on purpose? Honestly, answer the question.
25 years ago, yeah, it makes sense. They had to start somewhere. They couldn't just put all these. There were cell phone towers everywhere.
I understand they had to start somewhere, but imagine like presenting that to a kid now and being like, "Here's your iPhone, and then here's your iPod Touch, where you can do all the music and movies and shit." Now you can't do that on your iPhone.
Now you're presenting a different situation. Yes, if
that's I would have figured that. Using common sense, you would have drawn that conclusion that that's what I was getting to. No? All right, man, whatever. I'm done.
I'm sweating.
I'm done.
I think we're good.
No, I think we're not fucking good.
One final question for you. You ready?
No.
Hypothetically, you're renovating your house. You knock down a wall. It's you and the builder. You find $3 million of cash in the wall. What do you do?
Kill the builder.
Actually? No, honestly, I want to know.
I find $3 million in cash, and I don't know if I can. It's my house?
Your house. You own it. All just right. You and just you, the contractor who's knocking the wall down.
I keep it.
All you?
Of course.
You're not worried?
About?
Drug dealers? Someone else?
I mean, I would take the cash, sell the house, and get the fuck out of there.
So you'd move?
Of course.
You take the $3 million and leave?
Yeah, I'm not going to stay in the house where I found the money.
What about this contractor who saw it?
What about him?
You're just going to let him run around willy-nilly?
I guess that's a good point. So, like, hypothetically, the drug dealer contacts the contractor and is like, "Where the fuck is my money?"
Right.
And he goes, "Ilya has it. He's in L.A. in Joe's podcast studio right now."
You wouldn't give him any money to hush him up?
The problem with giving him money is that if you give him money, he'll talk anyways.
Now he's part of it?
No. He'll talk anyways. And he'll talk because he didn't get as much as you did. So if I give him half, then I'm guaranteed that he won't talk, right? Because he got just as much as me.
Right.
But if I only give him like 100 grand, he's like, "That motherfucker ripped me off. Fuck this guy."
Right.
You know what I mean? I took 100, but for real, that motherfucker has the rest of your money. You know? That's what would happen.
So you wouldn't give him any?
I don't know. That's like a, you got to give me a minute on this, man.
You want to come back next week and tell him?
Just leave him hanging.
You talk about it to everybody. Is it worth running away for the rest of your life, having to fear looking over your shoulder?
You're right. I mean, now that I think about it, I wouldn't take the money.
You just leave it in the wall?
I would call the police.
Wow.
And not because it's the right thing to do.
You don't want to deal with it.
I just don't want to, like, yeah. I'd rather not just have somebody fucking chasing me down for the rest of my life.
You're so mature.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I respect that.
Yeah.
What?
Oh. I would take it.
I would have killed him.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now. Save big money
at Menards. You know what one of my biggest pet peeves are?
What?
You know when girls wear heels, and for whatever reason, their heels are like too small for their feet, so their toes like curl
over the front?
Over the front.
Uh-huh.
It's like one of the fucking... I get like creeped out by it. It's like one of my biggest fucking pet peeves. It's just like,
where'd this happen that you notice it?
It happens all the time, but like I make sure to really stare at it when it's happening. I don't know what it is about it, but it's like, figure it out, man. Your toes can't be curling over the edges like that. It's just not, it's not cool.
You're an open foot guy though. That doesn't turn you on?
But that's why I get so turned off by it, because I'm like, if I'm looking at toes, I want them to be nice, okay?
You want a pedicure.
Not even that, because most of the time they do have pedicures in the heels, but it's just, you know, make the heel fit with the foot correctly, you know? So I'm looking at, it's art to me, okay? And it's just, at the end of the day, if the toe is hanging over the edge, it's a ruined art piece. That's all I'm saying, you know?
What's your favorite toe?
The big toe.
For sure?
Yeah, dead ass.
What if the second toe is bigger than the big toe?
Oh, that's an immediate turn off. I mean, -5 points right there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Can I show you my pinky toe? People say it's gross. I have like a weird tiny pinky
I'm not,
toe.
Okay.
I'm not asking you to like play with it. I'm just like, ow, fuck. See? It's like tinier than the rest.
You gotta really cut your nails, man.
What do you think?
It's not horrible. Not my cup of tea.
I can work with it. Guys, thanks so much for the... Oh, giveaway time.
Oh, yeah. Let's call somebody. Do we have any numbers?
No. We do. We're giving away $100 this week. Thanks for listening to Lightweights Podcast. If you haven't yet, go rate us a 5-star and...
clip the TikTok.
And go listen to us on YouTube, or go watch us on YouTube. Go hit the subscribe button.
And if you don't like watching 30-minute podcasts of Joe and I talking, then just go listen.
On Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, you don't have to watch us on YouTube.
No. Whatever you can do, that'd be the best.
I'd actually prefer you not to watch us on YouTube.
You want to... Yeah, just focus on Spotify and Apple.
Yeah.
And rate us a 5-star, please.
And if, you know, 4 is cool, too. I'm cool with 4.
Whatever you want to do. We had so many phone numbers. Here we go. Samantha, ready?
Samantha.
We're calling someone named Samantha. We don't know if it's actually Samantha or Zamantha. I think it is a Z.
I'm at work.
Oh, sorry. We just wanted to let you know. We wanted to let you know you're the winner of this week's podcast giveaway.
Oh my God, thank you.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry to call you at work. I'll text you, but send me your bank account info so I can send you the money.
Okay, thank you. I love you guys.
Okay.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. Bye, Samantha.
Bye.
That was funny. She's at work.
I mean, yeah, it's 4 o'clock on a fucking Thursday. What did you expect?
If you want to win, all you have to do is just follow us every week on this episode of podcast. What? I don't know.
Okay. Are you good?
I don't know.
Leave that part in, please.
Okay.
I want everyone to know that you just had a seizure.
So rate us a 5-star. We'll see you next time. All right. Lightweights.
Out. Go ahead. Say something smart.
You have both your ears pierced?
I've had them pierced for like 2 years now. Actually, I've had them pierced since I was a fucking sophomore in high school.
Actually?
Yeah. I just don't always wear them.